Welcome to Behind the Curtain with me, Rhiannon Carrs. Oh, we've got a goodie for you today. I'm joined by not one, but two incredible colleagues from our learning and development team. They'll be talking about the extensive offer for, well, everybody really across the business in terms of both personal and professional development. So first up, we've got Rebecca King, who's our L&D director and a governance board member too. So she oversees business function. So think finance, IT, HR, marketing and more. Becca's been with us for almost a decade, and in that time she has absolutely transformed L&D at Curtains into something that I think we can all agree is truly industry leading. We've also got Tom Gorman, our L&D manager, so only a month or so in and already shaking things up in like the best possible way. Tom brings like a really fresh energy and insight and a whole new dimension actually to how we both design and deliver like people development at Curtains. I got a fun fact actually. So our chief exec said that Tom delivered the best interview he had ever seen. So no pressure, Tom. That's a way to end with a bang, isn't it? But together, Becca and Tom are here to lift the lid on our upcoming and like really, really exciting new programme, which we'll be launching in 2026. And we'll talk through what that means for everyone across the business. So without further ado, let's get cracking. Welcome to the podcast, Becca, Tom.
Thank you for having us.
So I'm going to start then with I suppose, quite a broad question. I think it'd be great to talk through the purpose behind learning and development at Curtains. Becca, can you talk us through that?
Yeah, so learning and development at Curtains primarily exists to build the mindset, behaviours and capabilities of our people, whether that's for today or for the 2030 plan that we're striving towards. So whilst we deliver lots of exciting training programmes, we're always looking at the new things. So what are we trying to do, align to our people strategy? How can we make it a better place for everybody to join us, to stay with us and to thrive? So for us as a team, we're always looking very aligned in terms of where we are against that business strategy, but also going back to the why. So why are we delivering these things for our people, acting as a stakeholder to make sure that we deliver what we need to, and really make sure that people look to us as a partner in their development.
Mm-hmm. And nothing happens by accident, does it? Like all of these programs, all of these kind of little pieces that come together to form that mosaic, it's really considered. And I always kind of am quite intrigued by the line that you can draw between what may seem like kind of, I don't know, pieces in and of them themselves and feel quite isolated, but when you draw them directly to that 2030 plan, that's when you see, oh, okay, that's ultimately like our guiding star, isn't it? And that's what's driving us.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the strategic direction, we've got our three C's, we've got our other important focuses around succession, diversity, lots of really important aspects that we need to achieve within that. So as a business unit, we need to be able to be agile as well and recognise where are the strengths that we currently have, actually where are the opportunities and where are the challenges that we need to step into to support the business.
Yeah, and I suppose actually that brings me on very nicely to my next question, because obviously a lot of the work that you guys are doing is building up the technical and delivery and operational knowledge and skills and capacity of the team. But we're in the process of launching something that really complements that and supplements that. So I'd love you, Tom, to talk us through the new CMI leadership qualification that we're offering, which is really in complement but building on that kind of technical expertise that we offer.
Yeah,
as well.
I think a lot of technical companies do tend to focus on the technical skills, but I think leadership is evolving. I kind of have a strap line that as we become more automated, as a business, as an industry, as a society, really, these kind of people and leadership skills are going to be the thing that differentiates us from our competitors.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and stand us, you know, in great stead for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So what will that actually like, what will that look like? What will people be signing up for, I suppose, in terms of that qualification?
So we're going to become a fully accredited CMI centre, which means that we can internally deliver their qualifications, their full kind of suite of qualifications at every level. So currently they offer a level 3 up to a level 7. And the level 7 is a postgraduate qualification and kind of the highest professional achievement. Mm. It's also the only body that offers chartered manager status. So anybody that undertakes a level 5 qualification with us can actually apply to become a chartered manager. Mm. In exactly the same way that We've got our technical people who apply to become a chartered engineer. Mm-hmm. So this, again, for me, is like a 360. So we're developing the technical excellence, but also we're developing people excellence.
Yeah. I mean, it really is that full and well-rounded product, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if I can use the word product to talk about our people, but it's about saying, right, how do we give that kind of really comprehensive opportunity to people to become like the best versions of themselves, I guess?
Yes. And the great thing is that the qualifications are not just aimed at people managers. It's very much around developing personal people skills as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in effect, your own personal leadership. Yeah. You know, I always use the term your kind of leadership shadow. So what is it that your shadow says about you from the minute that you walk in the building? Mm. And what we're looking at for these programs is to develop people's positive mm-hmm. leadership shadows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, incredible. I love that. And obviously this is an addition and in complement to, I mentioned earlier, like our other programs. Yeah. So Beck, can you talk us through how this links to, I'm thinking particularly Curtin's Academy, mm. Step Ahead, quite well established through people's careers. You know, there's development opportunities within Curtin's. And yeah, how does this latest offering add to that?
It's really exciting, actually, because Tom coming in has given me that opportunity to look backwards, to look forwards. Mm. And it's been a bit of a long journey, you know, since I came and joined the business. We had the Curtin's Academy, which was that kind of formal program. And around that, not much else in terms of that formal pathway. So we've definitely been on a step journey and a maturity yeah. in terms of being able to offer more for our people at every single stage of their career. So it wraps around everything in terms of your development at Curtin's. So the programme has been rebranded, so we're really excited to be calling it the STEP programme.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That also includes academies and our apprentices, so when they join, you're stepping in, welcome to Curtin's, mm-hmm. let's get moving. Mm-hmm. As they progress, we've got other STEP levels, as Tom just talked you through there, around the levels 3 to 7, so that's kind of stepping up, stepping further, stepping beyond, and moving even forward to the board in terms of leading the way. Mm-hmm. So we've got some really strong branding around our programmes now, and just for the listeners, STEP is an acronym, so it actually stands for Strive Towards Excellence Pathway. So there's
nice.
A little meaning behind
it's
the programme as well.
It? I love it. I love it. And who's this qualification for? Or, you know, there'll be people, I'm sure, listening to this, they'll be so excited, because this is something new. This is something innovative. This is something really exciting we're kind of bringing into the business. How do people sign up for it, Tom?
So the qualifications are for everybody at each of the stages of the business. So if you can visualise, as Becca said, it's kind of stepping in to stepping up, to stepping forward. So each of these different stages in your career, that there'll be a program that's aimed at you.
Right, so it's literally everybody.
It's everybody in the business. Because mm-hmm. what tends to happen with a lot of businesses is that they have a lot of development for the early years, like a graduate scheme. But then beyond the graduate scheme, they tend to kind of fall off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Whereas this now means that you can, when you come in, you can see a clear pathway, both technical and people skills, that take you right the way through up to the board level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you know, these are through the various levels, but I'm thinking particularly about the CMI leadership qualification, and we're launching that with level 5 and 6. That's right, isn't it? Rather than level 3. So Beck, why is that?
Yeah, it's a great question and an important one, really. If we think about our 2030 strategy, we know that we need people managers to be agile. We work in a very fast-paced industry. So we're recognising that we need to upskill our current leaders now, and that's kind of strengthening that leadership tier that we've got now, but also recognising that we've got emerging leaders and preparing them for the future skills that are needed as well. So the short answer is the business needs it right now at that level. Mm-hmm. However, for anybody else who's looking at that pathway thinking, well, what about level 3 or 4 for me? I've got aspirations to develop, to get started in terms mm-hmm. of that management journey. That is coming before the end of the year. So we're really excited that whilst we've got priorities around our existing leadership, and let's not forget that leadership in those roles now have instant impact in terms of all the things that we're looking at around our balanced scorecard, all of our people, our clients, our financial aspects. So whilst they're the immediate priority, we're really excited to be able to offer development at all the other levels towards the end of the year.
Amazing. So it's not now, but it's definitely just a not yet.
Yeah, it's coming.
Bubbling away.
And the great thing is as well, you know, we've woven in, you know, the JRDs, the information from those into the programme. So the content will be very much, you know, what Curtains needs and what you need when, you know, if you're looking to be promoted to the next grade, you'll be able to see how the skills that you learn on the programmes will help you get there.
Understood. So, I mean, it makes those JRDs, I suppose, come to life, doesn't
exactly.
it? Rather than just kind of sitting in a spreadsheet and words on a piece of paper. It's like, right, well, what does that actually look like? What does that feel like? What does that mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I love it. Thank you. So what sort of, I suppose it'd be good to understand what are the modules or what might people expect when they're actually taking part in this qualification?
Yeah, I think it's really important to recognise that we've got things that we are looking to achieve within the business, but we operate in like an external context as well. So we do have other pressures that influence what we do and how we deliver it. So the modules are really aligned to not only the, you know, the technical aspects of being a people manager leader, but also the human part. We know that from leadership research is that organisations go from good to great when managers and leaders are skilled in the right things. Things like critical decision making, being innovative and looking for continuous improvement, moving with AI and machine learning, but recognising that human engagement and relationships are absolutely critical to making sure that that's a success. So around the modules, they'll be built up from not only the JRDs that Tom mentioned, but also the different skill sets that sit behind that at those different levels, from whether that's supporting to then leading to then strategising. So it really does give you a continuum in terms of those roles and responsibilities.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I suppose you have, you know, a lot of the leaders in our business have come from a technical or, you know, often an engineering background. And some of those will already be naturally pretty proficient in those things that you've described there by accident or design. But others won't be. And we can't necessarily expect them to be without, I suppose, giving them a bit of a hand and setting what our, you know, our expectations are and then giving them the guidance to be able to fulfill those. I suppose it's almost not fair to just expect them to find their own way there. But this really, I love that phrase of going good to great. That really does feel like what, you know, what we're on the cusp of doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want people to be stepping into roles, because we know that people are moving into roles earlier, generational changes. People are moving through their career path quicker.
Yeah, interesting.
So we want to be able to, for people to be able to step in with confidence into that role. So through the modules, whilst we're supporting what you're doing now in that role, we're also setting you up and starting to skill you up, as I say, working those muscles in terms of building you towards, if that's the right thing for you, the next step and the next role that could be in your career path.
Yeah, it makes an awful lot of sense, doesn't it? And thinking then about, I can really see how like an individual can get value from that. But I'd love you to talk us through, and this can be either of you, like, what do you think the Curtains benefit will be, I suppose, as a company from introducing this qualification? And I'm thinking both the short term and the long term. Tom, I'll come to you first, but Beck, I'd love to hear your reflections too.
Yeah, well, I think certainly from a company point of view, we're setting benchmarks. So again, by having this kind of internationally recognised qualification as our benchmark, we're saying that's the standard that we expect of our leaders and our people. And because we've got that benchmark, it's going to really standardise the way that we manage and lead. And I think it's a great message to people who are looking, to start a career in our industry. Well, look what we do. We develop you technically, we develop you in your soft skills, and we do it right the way throughout your career. So it's a real unique selling point for us to attract, to retain, and develop.
Yeah, absolutely. And ultimately, that's what the people strategy is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing as well there, and I suppose directly bringing it to that 2030 plan that we started the conversation with, is this drive for consistency. By introducing and identifying that kind of benchmark, we're really creating a kind of consistent expectation. So no matter what team you're in, what location you're in, what discipline you're in, I suppose there's a standard, isn't there?
There is a standard.
And we'll expect you to meet that, but also the more junior people that are perhaps coming in and seeing this of their leaders, their expectation can also kind of meet a standard as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And as part of the programs, you do have to do some kind of projects. So they're not academic programs, they're very practical. And as part of that, these improvement projects, and certainly from a previous organisation, there's been some transformational change. So it's one thing I'm really passionate about is learning by doing.
Yes, yeah.
It's not just a case of coming to a training course and filling out the form at the end saying, yeah, that was a great day, and then going back to the office and doing what you always did. This is about taking the learning and applying it in the workplace.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that appeals to people so much more, doesn't it, than, you know, that kind of classroom or whatever it may be kind of environment. And
yeah.
And these people are doing the job, aren't they? They're doing it already, or maybe they're just stepping into it. So there is opportunity for learning by doing, isn't there?
Exactly.
It's right there in front of people.
Yeah.
So Beck, what about the kind of longer term then, the longer term kind of benefits to the business and perhaps ultimately to the client as well?
Yeah, for sure. Tom mentions a really good couple of aspects there. You know, applying quickly what you learn and brings that skill base up quicker. It's like using a muscle. You know, leadership is a skill. We need to train the muscle to be able to be quicker and faster and better. So, you know, we think about that in terms of leadership. So for the business, it'll give us a shared language around what leadership and management means. You know, you rightly talk there about expectations. You know, what do we want to see? What do we want to hear? What do we want to feel in the business, and how do we as managers and leaders create that environment for everybody to get on, step up and step in and step on? And in terms of those longer term, you know, business outcomes, we would love to see, you know, achievement of the 2030 plan, our succession and diversity, even better representation in terms of our leadership and what that looks like. And there's, you know, in terms of lots of research that sits out there in the wider world around, you know, people being more profitable. So businesses can achieve up to 7 times more profitability when there's more better skilled managers and leaders. Engagement goes up by a crazy percentage because actually people are motivated. They see their purpose. They see how they tie back into the business and actually the impact that they're making as an individual, as well as a manager and a leader. So in terms of those long-term outcomes across our balanced scorecard, we would want to be seeing it everywhere all of the time.
I mean, it's such an exciting step. It very much feels like, I suppose, the natural next step to us, doesn't it, I suppose? So as exciting as that is, you know, the CMI qualification, it feels like a real milestone for us. But it's actually not the only new and exciting thing to come out of 2026 for the business or for your team in particular. This is actually going out after the Leadership Lab, but we'll have recorded it before. So we're launching for the first time the Leadership Lab, which is bringing together all of our managers across the business into one location, into one place. And it's really going to be an opportunity for sharing best practice, for sharing knowledge, for I suppose just providing an opportunity for people to interact and meet each other as well. So it'd be great if you could tell us kind of a little bit more about what it is, but also why now.
Yeah, so again, I think it's a stage of maturity that we're at now in terms of recognising that our managers and leaders need stretch and they need space to come together to share insights, to give us feedback, to help drive the business forward. They're a key partner to making sure that we deliver what we need to in terms of the 2030 plan. So around the conference, it's a really exciting opportunity for people to be very action orientated. There's lots of engaging sessions. We've got a really exciting guest speaker that we're looking to bring in as well. So there's lots of opportunities for people to engage in really timely strategies and opportunities to support what the business is trying to do. But most importantly, provide a space for connection, for people to just get to know each other a little bit more within that kind of management and leadership space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Connect together, regions, hubs, and broader across the business.
Okay, so I'm going to move us on now then to our quick fire questions. I would like to hear from both of you. We'll start with you, Becca. What's your favourite thing to do?
I love this question because actually lots of things flurry to the mind. I love being somewhere outdoors, maybe somewhere where there's some independent shops, you know, where you can go and have a browse, maybe a gallery, be outside and grab a coffee and probably a sweet treat along the way.
Lovely, a little mooch.
Yeah.
Love a little mooch. Sounds fabulous. How about you, Tom?
Well, sorry, what was the question?
The question was, what's your favourite thing to do?
Well, aside from everything kind of family related, I'm in a band.
And
yes.
Go on, what's your part in the band?
I'm actually the singer in the band.
Nice.
But this was a band that was formed in the 1990s.
Okay.
We never actually were successful.
I was going to say, I thought you were literally just going to break out then, and we've had a top 10 hit.
No.
Not yet.
But we decided just before Christmas, we hadn't seen each other for 20 odd years, and we decided we're finally going to record that elusive album.
You're going to record an album?
Yeah, so watch this space.
Okay. But you obviously enjoy it. It's your favourite thing to do.
It's great. It's great fun. Just reconnecting with old friends,
you know? Oh, it's just brilliant. It's lovely. That's fantastic. If you could spend a day in somebody else's shoes, then I'll stay with you, Tom. If you could spend a day with somebody else's shoes, who would it be and tell us why?
Well, Becca and I were talking about this and came to the conclusion, Simon Sinek.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I think really it's because I love the fact that he's always questioning why.
Yeah.
And where lots of organisations focus on processes, mm-hmm. he goes in and asks the question why. And he's proved to be really successful. So I'd just love to be in his shoes for a day. And
absolutely.
Work with those companies.
Yeah, we've done quite a bit around, kind of a number of years ago now, but working with his kind of why and really getting people to connect to their personal purpose and to the business's purpose. And when you see those two things align, you really do get the best out of people. They feel motivated, they feel inspired. And I think we're really, really sort of privileged and fortunate that at Curtains we typically do have people whose personal why reflects the company's why, and it's really powerful.
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about you, Beck? Whose shoes would you like to walk in for a day?
So along a similar theme, actually, yeah. We said we were kind of leadership geeks, but we both said we think we
you're going to talk
like
us through a model.
Not quite, but this person's definitely done plenty of those. So someone I've followed for quite a long time, actually, Brené Brown.
Yeah.
Just a fantastic female leader who has shown up in very difficult spaces, yeah. You know, challenged, you know, lots of different boardrooms. But most importantly, she talks about daring to lead and showing empathy, vulnerability, you know, all of the skills that we'll be looking to try and pull through into the leadership programme. So just in terms of my growth and somebody who's been, you know, really interesting to follow around, you know, leadership and her perspective on, again, purpose-led leadership is one that, you know, I'd love to be following her.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, she's so authentic, isn't she? She's absolutely herself. And I love that. I just think that, yeah, she doesn't kind of, I don't know, fit a box in a way, does she? She's created her own. And I think that's really inspiring as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She's had a messy career. You know, a wiggly career path, as we talk about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, been comfortable moving into various different spaces from social care and then into leadership, but making real demonstrable impact, but also leading with the heart, which I think is a lovely principle.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you. I'm really interested in this next question, and particularly kind of your two perspectives. Beck, you've been here nearly a decade, and Tom, you've been here a couple of months. Beck, let's start with you. What do you think is the most special thing about Curtains?
Our people, through and through. Mm. I think that's why when I joined, it felt different here. I've never worked in an organisation where it's palpable. You can actually feel how it is to work in this organisation, you know, in this business. And I've never known a nicer group of people to actually, you know, work on really exciting things and work through difficult challenges. So for me, it very much aligns with just my why, you know, helping others to succeed. But absolutely, our people are our strength. And that's why we're here, to be able to support them to achieve whatever they're striving.
Yeah, I love that, because I completely agree. It's absolutely our superpower. But the fact that you're in a position where you spend your days getting the best out of those people and helping them to be the best versions of themselves, like, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And, it, you know, stay curious. That's one of my mantras. Stay curious and always ask, what next?
Yeah, what next? Absolutely. So, Tom, what about you then? Most special thing about Curtains?
Yeah, I'd have to echo that. And this goes back to actually when I was being interviewed. Mm-hmm. So from the first...
Was that the best interview the chief exec has ever seen?
But it was that feeling straight away. You know, an interview is a kind of two-way process, isn't it?
Of course.
Because you want to see if you fit, and there is a kind of group fit. And from the moment I was interviewed, I remember going home that night and saying to Jane, I have to work for curtains.
Wow.
And I felt it. And then I felt it on my first day. And it's been like that for 4 weeks. Mm. People being proactively, you know, making their way to come and say hello, to welcome me, to tell me that they're excited for me to join the business. Mm. That makes you feel so welcome and so part of the kind of curtains family from pre-day one.
And it's absolutely genuine as well. I mean, what I find is that sentiment that you've both shared there is echoed. You know, it's echoed on this podcast, it's echoed when you go around the business. It's not something that's forced. It's not even something that we've necessarily like written down and set out there as an expectation. Mm. It's just so part of the fabric of the culture of curtains that it feels very natural to be welcoming, to be warm, you know, to be inviting and nurturing and looking after people. So I think the fact that, you know, a decade in and a month in, your answers are actually the same. And not the only, you know, not the only ones to come to that conclusion on this podcast, actually, when we ask that question.
And it's easy as well, I think, to take it for granted, you know, after a period of time.
Yeah.
But actually, when you've come out from other industries, you know, with my experience, not all organisations are like this.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
It's something that we need to, you know, bottle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But keep for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'd love you. We ask this of all of our guests on the podcast, but I'd love you to think about what you're going to be doing a year from now. Imagine if we had you back on the podcast and I said, you know, what's today look like for you? What might you have achieved? What might the next year's kind of taken you on in terms of your journey? Becca, let's start with you. A year from today, what will you be doing?
Hopefully a lot more of the same.
Yeah.
Still looking to have the same drive, the same purpose, you know, eyes on the 2030 plan and how we're
be that a bit closer by then.
Towards that, yeah. Hopefully leaps and bounds, fingers crossed. But you, for me, just embedding more into the business function leader role that I'm in, being able to support not only the business function but delivery as well in terms of like how we can work continuously to just strive towards the goals that we've set.
Yeah, super. Okay. And what about you, Tom?
I will be attending the first CMI graduation event.
Oh, I love it. I feel like if you could drop this mic, I'd like you to do that right now. But please don't, they're expensive. Fantastic. Okay. And we'll be having some sort of like mortarboard.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much both for joining us today. It's been fantastic to chat to you. Really looking forward to seeing what happens in this next year.
Fabulous. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks both.